Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Rad Reality Show. It's Thursday, so you know what day it is. It's Survivor. But let's kick it off with our theme song for usually Thursday night, especially during Survivor's time of the year. And you know what it is. Welcome to the show, everyone. Tonight we're going to be talking about Survivor. If you guys have a question on Survivor, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for choosing to spend your evening here with us on the Rad Reality Show. This is our Survivor One World Recap Show. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'm going to be your host tonight, along with my friend Paul from Minnesota. I think we may have a special surprise guest calling in for you this evening as well. So get your glass of wine or coffee or whatever makes you happy and get comfortable. And I hope you're going to enjoy the show. How are you doing tonight, Paul?
I'm doing good. I actually thought you said my son, not my friend. I go, whoa.
That would be pretty hard to pull off since you're older than I am.
Oh, I know. I was just like, what? I almost hurt my neck. Doing a double take.
My friend, Paul from Minnesota.
Hey, this is very, very, very likely not Mike. I'm gonna let people know who's gonna call in tonight by playing a drop. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Hi, this is Nyanka from Survivor Nicaragua, and I'm having a blast on the Rad Reality Show.
All right.
Yes, I just talked to Ben and confirmed it there. She's calling in a few minutes, so.
That's great. Always love to talk to Nyanka.
Should we bring up a song that you asked me to do real quick then? Or
we do have a birthday girl in our chat room, Miss Applecheeks Alice. Want to say happy birthday to Alice, who has decided to spend her birthday here with us in the Rad Reality Show chat room. And I told her we would play happy birthday for her and celebrate her birthday with her tonight. So I would like to go ahead and play that for Alice because I really appreciate her.
You say it's your birthday. It's
my birthday too, yeah. They say it's your birthday. We're gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
You're here with us tonight.
Yes,
it's going to be a good night. It's going to be a good night.
Yes. Now I want to play another clip. Hey, before we go on, I'm just curious. I've already forgotten. When does Bronchi get on Superpass?
Tomorrow, I believe. They just arrived today. They all flew out there today. I noticed earlier the Pepsi Rich said that him and Corky D were going to take a walk. So they are all there. I believe that the Superpass show will be tomorrow, though.
Okay. Probably regular time, I would think, huh?
I believe so. I'd have to get on and verify that, but
yeah, cool.
I'm so anxious to see that. I can't wait. I know they're all going to be fabulous. They picked the best four people to do that. I had to applaud Superpass and their choosing of the people that they took up there, because I know the three out of four of them. I don't know the fourth one at all, but I know three of them very, very well, and I mean, they're just fabulous people. The fourth one is somebody that was doing what Michelle did with Superpass last year, or last season, in, I don't want to say blogging, but talking with Missy on Superpass about Big Brother, and he was doing that same thing. He sort of won that, I think his name is Alexander. He's the fourth one, and I don't know him at all, but of course Michelle thinks very highly of him, so I know he must be, you know, as awesome as the other three. I just don't know him personally.
Yeah.
But
okay, so in the chat, Tom confirmed the time is the 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern for the show tomorrow. And the other cool thing is Bigwig just said that she finally met Costa.
Oh, my goodness. She's been wanting to meet Michelle for so long. I'm so happy for you, Cindy.
Isn't that cool?
That is so cool. I'm so happy for you, Cindy. I can't wait. You should call in and tell us about that, Cindy. Hey, Puff. Puff, haven't seen you in a while, girl. And I do have a bit of Survivor-related news. I don't know if everybody saw this. But Coach Wade, everybody loves him, most people do, put on his Facebook today, so it's available news to be out there, that his status changed from single to, or engaged to married. So he did get married. He's no longer available, woman. He is
wow.
A married man. Yes, he did get married. So congratulations go out to our coach, Wade. I'm so happy
wow.
for him. Yes, big news for Coach.
That is cool.
Yes, I'm so happy for him. So let's bring up Ben and see what he's been up to. Hey, Boom Boom Ben, how are you?
Not too shabby. What's going on in the big old state of Missouri?
Oh, same old, same old. Wait for one day and the weather will change drastically and same old thing.
You want to talk weather change? We got a foot of snow last Friday. Today it was like 75 out.
Sounds like here.
All the snow is completely gone. I mean, other than the dirty little snowbanks that are left over from the plowing. But I'm just like, wow, great. My favorite of winter ever.
Ben,
hey, Paul.
Ben, are you lurking or totally not in the chat?
No, I'm actually AFH right now. I'm actually, right now I've stepped out to a friend's house downtown, but I've got a friend of mine actually died last weekend. His name is Josh Van Dyke. We all know him as Biggie, and he was kind of a local celebrity of sorts, and he passed away at a very young age, and so we're doing a benefit for him tonight. Raise money for his funeral and all that. So
tomorrow marks the 8th anniversary of my very best friend's passing, and so he was only
rough.
Yeah, he was 46 when he passed. So
it's still waiting.
Yeah, it was.
It's crazy. I don't understand. You know, I mean, Biggie had a share of health problems, but it's just one of those things. It's a shock. So we're doing what we can. Representing. I didn't think I'd say rest in peace Biggie twice in my life, but now I have. So, of course, the first one you probably aren't that familiar with, Biggie Smalls, but he was a famous rapper back in the 90s who ended up actually getting shot. So, quite a shame.
I'll tell you, there's so many that we lose so young, and it's just very hard. You know, it really hits you hard when you lose someone at that age.
Yeah.
You know, when it's so unexpected and very tough. So my condolences to you and to everyone that he touched in life. So what did you think about last night's show, Ben?
I posted something on my wall.
Before we talk about Survivor, I had one other thing I wanted to bring up is what a great job and how fun it was on Tuesday to see Michelle Costa on Superpass, A Day in the Life, and loved all the pictures and some of the stories that she told and a few of the callers, Cherry. Wasn't that great, Jerry? I didn't talk to you afterwards, but that was so much fun. And
she did such a wonderful job in starting out from her baby pictures, showing us everything about her life.
Mama, Papa, Mama Costa, Papa Costa, grandparents' pictures, the tombstone with the beautiful pictures of her grandparents on it, the house. The car story.
Absolutely everything. I mean, she just really gave us, and all of her animals. Just loved hearing the animal stories. Everything. She just did such a great job at filling in all of the details and talked about her job. And I felt like she needed to give a little more detail. So I did call in because I didn't think she gave herself enough accolades about her job. Because I had talked to her and I knew that she had came in like third the week before out of 80. And then last week she came in first. And, you know, she's in sales. And for her, she hasn't been at this job very long, and it's a very tough sales job that she has. This is a tough job she has. And she's climbed up there, and I mean, she's kicking butt now. And she had to give a speech and everything. And she, I'm just so proud of her. And
I am too. I'm like, I'm sorry.
So I called in and asked her to tell us a little bit more about how well she was doing in her job. And so she did. She filled us in a little bit more about how she you know, won third place last week and first place this week and had to give her speech. And so, I mean, her sales manager was very rough on her in the very beginning. And, you know, her parents were kind of almost like, you know, maybe you ought to get out of there, you know. And once she started really kicking butt, they were like, that's right, Michelle, I knew you could do it. You show them people, you know. And so when she came in first last week, I think, you know, everybody was just so proud of her. And I really wanted her to say that, you know, for her Day in the Life episode, I wanted that to be on there. Because that will be podcast, you know.
Yep.
And
Jen,
go ahead. Sorry. I just wanted that to be on there.
I have a quick question.
I agree. I just also, Jen in the chat room brought up pictures of the fridge.
Right.
That she held up Brady, the quarterback from New
Tom
England.
Brady, right.
Her husband, and then Michelle from the Bronx called in and said, wait a minute, I thought we, you know, wifey, and then Dan,
and
John called in and said,
right,
wait a minute.
Big John.
And I was worried they wouldn't bring up the Reality Rally fundraiser. And I called in at the very last minute, and I had actually tweeted to Missy, don't forget to ask. And I was so worried she was going to run out of time, but we did get that in. And not long after the show, there were some huge donations from a couple of wonderful people that I think she's up to 1,000. Wait a minute. I'm better not misquote it. Yeah, she's up to $400.
Awesome.
Thanks to a couple of big contributions, so that made me happy that we got that in. So,
hey, I got a question. Is this viewable anywhere on the web or anywhere that people who don't subscribe to Superfast can see this? Because nobody has posted any kind of linking of any kind to this show. So I guess people, for the most part, just think we go to Superfast and it'll be there on the page. But
Superfast, you have to be subscribers to see anything that Superfast puts on.
Okay. Well, they did have some free stuff last year, I knew, but yeah, I didn't know if this was a subscriber thing, because I couldn't find a way to it, unfortunately, and I am no longer, I don't have a subscription right now to RealPass, so I missed it. I'm bumming.
I think it might be in podcasts, though.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can go back, because they have others that that have done a Day in the Life. I forget exactly who all they have so far, but they have others that they have done a Day in the Life, and they are there as well. So you can go there, and hers will be there, so you can see that.
I will look that up then, because I do
right.
want to. So, awesome.
We have your caller.
Cool.
So let's bring her up. Miss Nyanka, thank you so much for calling the Rad Reality Show. How are you, girl?
Girl, I am upset.
I hear you loud and clear, girl, because I am too.
Oh, my goodness.
Did I really just watch that?
I wanted to crawl through the TV screen and rip him from limb to limb.
Man.
You wanted to do? Oh, my God. I wanted to pop him in the face with his own bus. It's just like, I can't even, did he really just say that? Because, like, last week when he wanted Bill out, I didn't understand why he wanted them out in the first place. But then when they went to tribal last night, it all made sense. I'm like, is it a black thing? Because the ghetto trash thing is going way too far.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe some of the things that came out of that guy's mouth last night. I was, my jaw hit the floor. I'm telling you what, I was so pissed. I wanted so bad to crawl through my TV and land on that island and get my hands around that little guy's throat and just shake him like he's never been shook before, because I tell you what, that guy has not been raised right.
No,
he's,
God, no.
He's got no manners.
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. My blood boils just thinking about that kid.
I don't think this is a bad edit either. You know, like, we know Naonka got sort of an edit, you know. Not bad, but, you know, they tried to make Naonka look a certain way, and, you know, she got her edit.
He
I
makes
don't
me look like an angel.
Yeah.
He makes me look like I can't do anything wrong.
I know.
Amen.
And I don't think it's an edit.
I am just like, I'm appalled. No, I don't, you know, I'm going to give you this much. This is all real. The producers may say, they may ask you a few questions, but what you give them, that's all you. And that was some BS last night. And I am just so glad that he wasn't cast in my season, because I would have pumped the hell out of him. Well, he would have been screaming to get the hell off that island.
They can't climb in there and make those eyes roll. You know?
Oh, no, they can't.
They can't make his eyes roll and make his face do the things he was doing last night. And, you know, what he said came out of his mouth. They, you know, they didn't put those words in there.
Nope.
But I wonder how his housekeepers or, quote, servants are going to feel after seeing that.
Oh, my God. Oh, the ones he said,
I mean,
they're like family? Yeah,
yes,
right.
I have African-American friends. Yes.
What does that mean? They're like family. Like, seriously, did you really just say that? Like, you're just making yourself look like a total ass. And want him to be off the show. Like,
yes.
Why is he still here, and why are they following him like that? Get this idol out of him. Flush it out. Scare him, blindside him, something.
I
but
would
he has
roll
to
him
go.
For it. He should. Somebody should just roll him and take the idol. I would.
They should. It should be. You know, it's a survivor of first now already. So they should just be the first one to go ahead and just take the idol away from him.
Yep.
And I would like to see somebody grab it and drop it in the fire and go, oops.
Oopsie. Or to create a fake idol and make him think something, you know, like, I need them to start using their ingenuity here, because this is just getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is so bad.
Oh, my God.
He didn't just insult black people.
I'm talking to you guys, and I am shaking right now. Because
I am too.
So
I am too, Naonka. He didn't just insult black people either. You know, he talked about, you know, the people with the flags on the back of their trucks driving home to their trailers.
I know.
Wait a minute.
He also, and this was early on that I was getting pissed at him, he looks down, he gets upset about Leaf and starts calling a little person Munchkin and all that. That's
Oompa Loompa.
Oompa. Yeah, what the hell? I would have nailed him.
Do you really think that you're
going
to, I hope they get him out. I hope they get him out before the merge, because I don't want to see him come even nowhere near close. He can't make it to the end. He just can't. He's just too damn rude. Philip was entertainment. This is just some BS.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, no,
I will tell you one thing. The women have already very quickly told him to stay away from their camp.
Thank God.
He makes it to the merge, I will tell you, the women won't put up with him for long.
Oh, hell no.
They will get rid of his ass real quick.
Boy,
if the guys keep him around, the women will take care of this shit real quick.
I think it's going to be up to the women to straighten this mess out. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
The guys don't
the
seem to have the balls to do it.
The men.
I
feel bad even calling them.
I don't think he has any balls, to be honest.
I know.
he tried to throw some last night at Tribal, but they went right back up inside of him.
when Matt left the island, I didn't think I'd ever say I miss Matt, but I miss Matt. I really do.
It says,
the only man
it says,
on the island. You know?
It says an awful
the
lot about. It says an awful lot about how fired up we are when we talk about the tail end of the show, when when so much else happened that was so off the wall.
Crazy.
Before that happened, I mean, even backing up to the guys winning the. Oh my God. I don't know where to start with that show.
You need to make a list, because it was just so much that happened in that episode. I was just so glad that the girls won the first challenge. I was like, okay, so that's an ego booster. And then for them to lose, and then they go, okay, look, we really want to get him off, so how about we just give the girls this so they don't have to go to tribal? Okay, that could have been a good move. But the fact that it was Bill... I got sent home. I feel like they did too much work just to send him home. Like, it really was not that serious.
Nayanka, you talked about Colton not having any balls. What about all these guys that says, yeah, let's give it up. I don't want to be the one that says no. I don't want – I mean, these guys – hey, I have to mention mention something in the chat room. Big Wig – said that she had given up drinking for Lent and had to have a drink after she watched that show.
I heard the hell out of that. I would have been a drunk, too, after watching that.
I know.
I would have been
taking
all kinds of shots.
Yeah. I just don't understand it. I've never seen anything like
that.
I
can understand where he feels this power, because if you've never had to idol, you would never understand how it feels to have control.
Right.
And when you have control, it's like you're unstoppable. It's like you can't tell me anything, you can't tell me anything, you can't tell me anything. But the fact that they see that he's saying all of these things and he's doing all of these things, and he had no, like, real reason to voting off Bill, and they really didn't have any real reason to vote off Matt. I mean, it wasn't really thinking, it was just that I felt like they were intimidated by his...
They were.
Looks, to be honest.
Yeah.
I really do feel that way.
He was bossy, too. He was bossy. Matt was, you know, he was demanding.
It's okay.
I know. They need
that
a guy
Marty
like that.
That was Marty on my season. Marty was
oh,
bossy, but he got far.
Yep, true.
You know, so it's just but he wasn't that hot either, you know. But Matt was hot and bossy. So then it was like, you got to pick and choose which one is going to be. Are they going to be hot or are you going to be bossy? You can't be both.
I like that.
Hot and bossy, pick one. Hot or bossy.
You gotta pick one.
I'll stick with hot.
There's too many torches right there. Oh my God. I called my aunt last night and she didn't answer to see if she watched it, because she's been a diehard Survivor fan forever. And she called me today at work and said she didn't watch it. She recorded it. And I said, girl,
go watch
it. You gotta watch it and make sure you call me, because you are gonna be mad. And I'm just hoping that one of these days I do not run into him at one of these events, because I try to make it to these events and he's someone that I would like have to hold back spitting on, because I feel like he was just so disrespectful to everyone, to where I just wanted to go so bad, because he's just so disrespectful. Like, okay, you came from a house that has. I'm guessing, you know, servants, housekeepers, if you will, and you have your family has this money, but all of, you know, you could be broke as hell. It's your family that had the money, not you. So you wouldn't be on the show. And all of this talking that you're doing, you really think you're going to go far? You're not going to go far, honey. Nobody's going to want to take you to the end.
Well,
no matter how big of a douche you are. That's just taking it to another level.
Let's go.
And you're
let's
making
go
him sleep in the box. How do you make him sleep in the box?
Isn't that something? I couldn't believe that.
I was like, is that a coffin or is it a box?
It does look like a coffin, doesn't it?
Yeah. I thought he was going to send us some kind of subliminal message, like, is he going home or what?
I'd be spooked to sleep in something that looked that much like a coffin.
Oh, my God. That was just, oh, my God, what an episode.
Hey,
the show started out.
I just have to mention one other time is early on the show, here Bill comes up to basically say, okay, obviously there are issues with us, let's, like men, talk about it. And that little turd, Colton, just goes, no, 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 I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. Get away from me.
Right, I don't like you.
Go away.
I'm sorry, Cherry. Anyway, we're all getting fired up, aren't we?
Oh, my God, yes, we are. Because I'm telling you, I am hot as hell right now. I'm just mad. Because I'm on Facebook. I'm on the Survivor Whispers premiere page. And I'm looking at why the hell do they have this picture up like he's just the man? Like, I feel like we're giving him way too much attention. I feel like people should not be going onto his personal page and writing him at all. Because when I got the heat, the worst thing you could possibly do to somebody that's already going through this S-H-I-T is to write them. Because he's going to have to live with this for the rest of his life. This is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
This is documented. It is on YouTube. It's been on CBS. It's going to circulate around the world. I think that they need to just leave him alone. Go ahead and blast whatever you want on a blog, but stay off his personal page. Because we deal with a lot of shit when we're on this show. And when they write us on Facebook, it makes us not want to go on the internet. It makes us not want to go to the pages that we normally would go to.
They even talked about it on The View today.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
What'd you say?
They talked about it on The View today.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask. They must have been talking about it on, like, E.T. or you know, or The View or something. So what did they say?
Yes, they did.
They must have been all.
It was. But let's start out with the beginning of the show. It started with them coming back from the last tribal council. And basically it showed Tarzan and Troyzan discussing how Bill is sort of a threat because of his personality and how he could sway others from their alliance to sort of go to the other side. So they considered him a fairly large threat. And they said, okay, well, we can, you know, finalize him as our next target tomorrow. Then they went on to start beginning the reward challenge. And that challenge consisted of firing coconuts at a wooden frame structure with five squares down and five squares across. And
I so thought the women were going to suck at this.
I know. They needed to use a slingshot to knock out all five squares either down, across, or diagonally to win. The reward was a choice of three that were laid out on a table, and Probst removed the covers to reveal. The first table was comfort, which was pillows, blanket, and a mattress. The second table had a tarp, and the third table was coffee, sugar, creamer, and a huge plate of donuts. The guys had one extra person, so they had to sit one out, and Bill sat out for this challenge.
Hey, I have to ask Nyanka, having played the game, would there have been any doubt in your mind which of those three you would have taken?
The blanket.
Not
the
tarp.
It would not have been the donut. Too early in the game.
Yeah.
Not
true.
The tarp.
Too early in the game to go for the food.
Go for the pillows.
Well,
you were.
No, I want to be warm. I can grab the blanket and put it over my head.
You know what I thought about, though, Nyanka? It's fine when you've got a blanket and pillows and a mattress, but as soon as it rains, all those are like sponges and you'd be laying on wet.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, but I'd rather lay on wet than be rained on.
Anyway, Sherry, I was just curious about Nyanka. So, yeah, continue with the setup there, Cherry.
Basically, the women smoked the guys, with Monica nailing the final bottom square in
awesome.
The center row to give the woman another big win. They chose the tarp. Tarzan was saying that it was all luck and that the woman won the challenge. Bill and Leaf were talking by themselves on the beach after they returned back to their camp, and Leif spilled to Bill that his name was very close to being the one called out last week. The rest of the misfits, as they call them, could tell that something was up, and Colton asked Leif if he told Bill that he was on the chopping block. Leif tried to mumble a little bit and worm his way out of it, but eventually he admitted that he did tell him.
Jerry, I have to say, I have to interrupt, because I when I watched that part, I thought, first of all, Leif, you know you better come up with good lies. But
no.
he was looking at Colton, and Colton almost looked like a parent talking to their little child saying, all right, come on now, tell me the truth. You better tell
me
the truth or you'll be in big trouble. And so Leif, you know, finally said, yeah, I did it. And Colton basically said, you're dead. You know, it's like, I told you the truth, and you said, oh.
He tells Leif that he just sealed his own fate. He calls Leif an Oompa Loompa, and he said he just dug his own grave. So, I mean, that was pretty pitiful of Colton. That's the first time we basically get enraged at Colton for the show.
Last night's episode.
Last night's episode. Good call, Ben. Then we go to the immunity challenge, and this immunity challenge, pairs will have to be tied together at one, you know, with at the wrist, and pairs will race across a teeter totter to get to a puzzle.
Right.
Once they solve the puzzle, they will bring back a key, and the next pair goes to solve the remaining puzzle. Once you've solved the remaining puzzles and collected all three keys, one person will use those keys to open three locks and raise your flag to win immunity.
Now, here's what I want to interrupt about. It was set up with the tree mail, and they figured it would be a puzzle, and Alicia, or Kat, kind of says, I don't want to be with Alicia. Oh, remember that part?
Yes.
Yep.
And
yes.
Kat really didn't say she didn't want to be with Alicia. Nope. Kat was kind of saying she sucked at, referring to herself, that she sucked at puzzles.
Yep.
And Alicia sort of took it kind of the wrong way.
Yes.
And just went off. And Sabrina was like, man, this is the last thing we need going into an immunity challenge. You know, Alicia is so hot-headed and so quick to jump. And Sabrina started realizing that Alicia is somewhat of a hothead right then. You know, she jumps to conclusions.
I am loving Sabrina.
And, pardon me?
No, I am loving Sabrina. She really
I am
has,
too.
I love her.
She really has her head on straight. I told my husband that last night. I said she is a leader, and she has got her head on. And I am loving this girl. If it wasn't for her, that women's team would be a hot mess.
Yep.
But she has pulled them together, and she is leading that team and keeping them from falling apart, and she's showing them by leadership how things should be done calmly and collectively as a team. And I love that about her. She is so good.
Mm-hmm.
That team would
she's
be a mess without
modest.
Her.
Yes.
What, Nyanka?
Right. They won't mess with her. They will not mess with her.
No.
Very humble. Very modest.
No. She is. She's really got a very good
Nyanka.
Head on her shoulders.
I've mentioned this before. I'm always kind of worried when somebody emerges as a leader or, you know, puts that title on themselves. And when she did that, I was a little concerned, but she is doing a fantastic job. So I'm not as concerned anymore.
I'm a little concerned. I can't lie. I'm a little concerned because I hope that it doesn't get back that she gave that guy or whatever the idol.
Oh,
I wish that wasn't even a rule.
Oh, that's right.
forgot
about that.
Yeah, she was the one that gave Colton the idol.
Oh, no.
So I'm a little concerned, like, oh, what if that gets out that she actually found it and she gave it to him? Because, you know, it always comes back around. Like, whatever you do in that game, it somehow always seems to come right back around.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I'm rooting for her.
Did that so early on before anybody really knew what he was about. You know,
yeah,
it was so early.
I liked him until last night.
What's that?
People really didn't have a chance to know what he was about back then. As a matter of fact, they were still allowing him to come over to the women's side at that point, you know, and visit with them. When she gave him the idol. And I just feel like, you know, if they hold that against her, it's really kind of unfair because nobody really knew what, you know, the kind of person he was when she did that. So,
you know what else? I just remembered the scene where a couple of the guys came over, including the sushi chef, Jonas.
Yes, Jonas. Yes.
And they tried to get the fishing net from the girls, and that was a pretty
we'll bring
good
you
on
fish.
Yeah.
And Tarzan keeps calling him Jason. He keeps calling him Jason instead of Jonas. It cracks me up.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why you can't get his name right.
Bianca, would you have done that? Would you have gone along with sharing the net if they gave you half the fish?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, sure would.
Man.
I sure would. I need to eat.
Yep, me too.
We could be best friends.
I know. I don't get it. I mean, I understand that they want to keep their stuff close, but, you know, here you have a guy saying, listen, I'll bring you 10 pounds of fish if we can use your net. It's a no-brainer.
My husband gave a bit of a men's perspective on this last night, and I have to give him kudos on this. He said the women might be smart about this because the men want that boat so they can go out and get food too, and men get cranky when they're hungry, and they might just, you know, tear each other apart because they're hungry.
True.
If they don't have enough food. So the women not giving them that boat so they can go out and fish, the men might sit around waiting, hoping they're going to give them that boat so they don't go out and get fish, waiting, hoping, thinking that they're going to get the boat.
Yeah,
they don't go out and fish like they normally do, and then the women don't give them the boat. So they don't have food that day, they're hungry, they're cranky, and they fall apart, which is basically what happened that day.
By the way, guys, if you didn't notice, when Colton and Jonas and Troyzan were standing there and Colton brought up, we ought to just go to tribal tonight instead of the girls, I did notice that Jonas, while he was in that conversation, he was holding the fishing net in his hand, so they must have given it up to him already.
Oh, wow. Good eyes.
Yeah.
Well, I was just about to say that. Good eye.
Puff in the chat room said, good point. Her husband is a bear when he's hungry. I said, mine is too. I think a lot of men just don't do well when they're hungry, and
I guess we saw that.
My husband threw that out last night when we were watching it, and I was like, you know, he might have something there because the guys did sort of just like completely crash and burn last night. What entire tribe ever offers to go to tribal council? I mean, that was just
nuts. That was crazy.
Oh, my God. These guys are, I mean, I don't know, is it the whole team or is it each individual that goes down for the stupidest move ever on Survivor? James, Eric, they're kings now, you know. They'll never be called stupid players or stupid movers, you know, because
they've all been relieved of that duty.
Yeah, last night was the stupidest move ever in Survivor history. And I'm pretty sure it's going to pan out at the end, and women are going to sweep this thing. So go, run, girls, get it.
Hello.
Win it.
Oh, goodness.
So back, back
once
to the
this challenge started,
yep.
Chelsea and Alicia went first for the women, and Tarzan and Colton went first for the men. And Chelsea and Alicia got to the puzzle first. But the men got there, and they finished their puzzle very quickly. They take the first key back. Jay and Michael
go. Wait a minute. The first two that were there were Colton and Tarzan, and Tarzan wants to run back before he grabs the key, and Colton just gets all bent out of shape. Did you see that part?
Yeah, they had to go back and grab the key. They go back, get the key, they go back, and Jay and Michael go, and Tarzan is yelling the next pair, Jay and Michael, need to remember it's a three-corner base. So, you know, they're getting help from the guys, you know, that aren't doing the puzzle. The women are standing there asking, what is going on over there? Because Alicia and Chelsea are just not getting anywhere close to finishing the first puzzle. Probst announces that it's the easiest puzzle to do.
Of the three.
And, of course, the girls aren't happy about that, you know. The guys finish the second puzzle, which is a pyramid puzzle, take the second key back. Troy, Zan, and Bill head out for the third puzzle and final puzzle. The girls start yelling. For them to go
look
and look at the guys' puzzle. And even after they go and look at it, they still can't figure it out for quite a while. All the while, Tarzan is yelling that the girls are now cheaters for looking at the guys' puzzle.
That drove me nuts.
I don't think you realize what kind of game they were playing. I mean, it's called Survivor.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Do what you got to do.
Probe says, this is hard to believe. The women have checked the men's puzzle, gone over and looked at it, and still can't get it together. Finally, after the guys have returned all three keys and Leif is unlocking the padlocks, the women get their first puzzle completed. Kim and Sabrina head out for the second puzzle, but it's much too late. The guys win immunity. Probe says that it was a blowout and nearly... really doesn't qualify as a challenge. He asks Alicia, you and Chelsea were still working on the first puzzle, and the men were nearly done with the entire challenge. Alicia laughs and says, uh-oh. I know, it's embarrassing. Brooke says, how do you laugh? And she says, it's like, I can't wait. Or no, Probe says, it's like, I can't wait to tell everybody how bad that was. And Chelsea, still kind of laughing, says, no, not at all. I kind of think I let them down. That was an easy puzzle, and I don't know what went wrong. And Probe says, you walked over and looked at it and couldn't get it. And Alicia says, I hear you. But she's still laughing.
I know.
And
I tell
that's
you.
What got everybody, like, really pissed on the woman's team. She was laughing while talking to Probst, while Probst was asking her these questions. And nobody understood how she could stand there and laugh.
It could have
instead
been
of being mortified. And embarrassed and, you know, everything else that should have been in place of laughter. But Probe sends them back to camp.
I agree.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought they were trying to slow the competition the way that she was acting. Any chance of that?
That she was purposely trying to lose? I don't think so.
I mean, maybe there was like
I don't know,
a. Maybe,
you know,
just seemed
it could have been
weird.
A lot of nerves involved in it. Because I know sometimes I laugh when I'm nervous, and she made an ass out of herself, too. She made herself look ridiculous, so she probably just had to laugh it off.
Yeah, might be, you know.
That
yeah.
could be. That, you know, that very well could be. And, you know, I don't know that she, you know, she really does dislike Christina. So
yeah,
if there was any reason to throw the challenge at all, it would be to get rid of her. But I don't think she would be that stupid.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. Yeah. I really do. You know, and I would think that Chelsea wouldn't, I mean, surely both of them couldn't be that dumb.
No.
I don't know.
Like, unless there's a side alliance, you know. Maybe there's a four-person alliance that they're not showing.
Well,
or
That's always a possibility, but we always in the past have seen that make the editing when somebody is doing that, and there was no part of the editing that showed that that was something on purpose.
Right. Usually they will, as Paul said, show, you know, that there's something, you know, amiss, something that's planned and plotted and that something's going on to, that, you know, they've decided to throw the challenge and they didn't show anything like that. So, but Probst sends them back and says they'll see the women at Tribal Council. Christine is happy because the rest of women are now noticing Alicia's attitude and it's taking the target off of her back.
Yeah.
So she's thrilled. And once they're back at camp, the women start talking about what had happened with the challenge. They kind of split up to do some chores, and Kim and Sabrina start talking. And Sabrina says that Alicia is like dead weight with a mouth. I laughed at that.
Love that, Bill.
Over at the men's camp,
Bill
goes up
to...
Okay.
I have to point out one thing that I think might become significant later on. Sabrina is walking on the beach with Kim and says, I think we ought to get rid of Alicia. And Kim really balked at that. So that tells me Kim is more into keeping, you know, the alliance strong,
yeah.
where some of these other people are thinking it's time to get rid of one of our alliance members. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah. Kim was not as in tune with getting rid of Alicia at all.
Yeah.
And so they then switch over to the men's camp, and Bill goes up to Colton and asks if he will come out and talk to him. Colton is kicked back and reclining and resting, almost like he's in a reclining chair. And Colton says, no, I don't want to talk. I don't want to think about this game. And Bill tries hard to respectfully talk to Colton. Colton gets upset and says, when I don't like someone, I don't want to see them. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to be around them. I don't want to be around you, period. So don't follow me. And Bill says, listen, you little stuck-up brat, I'm telling you. And Colton interrupts him and says, what are you going to do? And Bill says, what are you going to do? And Colton says, I'm going to vote your ass out. And then Colton runs around and starts telling everyone how much he hates Bill.
And he also, Cherry, he also says, Bill attacked me. And I go, what?
I know.
Where was
I got a different definition of being attacked. I'm sorry, Colton.
Yes.
Absolutely just crazy. And so... once he's, you know, on this rant running around telling everyone, you know, that he hates Bill and that Bill attacked him and so forth and so on, I guess this idea popped in his head that, you know, maybe we should just give up the immunity and go to tribal tonight and just get rid of him. And so he starts talking about that and gets everybody all, you know, up in arms. And it kind of backfires. Because once, you know, he starts talking about, you know, how he wants Bill gone and he gets everybody all up in arms. It, you know, he says that he's gonna get this done. Well, then Tarzan decides that he wants Leaf gone. They get into, like, everybody gathers around, and Tarzan tells the women that they're giving up immunity because they've had a breach.
And the women are like, what?
And the women are just like,
what kind
of the heck is going on? So,
oh, God.
Now, everyone is afraid to say no, but the tables get turned when Tarzan says, once the group are all gathered together, that he says, Leaf, I'm sorry, but what you did was egregious. You should not have done that. That was bad.
Bad.
He's talking to him like he's
bad.
Talking to a dog.
You know, shaking his finger at him and everything.
I know.
And
he's
bad. Bad, Leaf, bad.
And the best thing to do is give the girls the idol and go to tribal tonight rather than smolder about it
yeah.
for God knows how many days.
Okay, boss.
One of the other guys is like looking around like, what the hell's going on? And he goes, when we go to tribal, what's going to happen? And he goes, we're going to vote Leaf out. And now everybody's confused. They don't know whether Bill's going to be going out or Leaf's going to be going out. So Tarzan again tells the women, you know, that they're giving up immunity. And then we see a cameo of Colton. And he's saying, I've always been able to get people to do what I want. And I want Bill gone. I'm running this entire show right now, and if you can't see that, then you are Helen Keller. And I'm like, okay, I want to poke your eyes out again. The girls are pretty sure the guys are not going to do this, but they do. And then we see Probst.
Yeah, the comments in the chat room earlier, and I have to agree, that was so set up. Probst knew who was coming. I mean, the camera, you know.
Yeah,
bottom of
it
his
was,
eyes bugging out. I saw that shot. His eyes are like bugging out. He's like, what the?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, those poor foolish men, Dean. I feel so sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for him. I started to, but...
So, as Probst is sitting there waiting for the woman to come into tribal council, you can see the look on his face as he sees the men and not the women enter the tribal council area. He says, 24 seasons, some 400 tribal councils, never had a tribe arrive at tribal council after winning immunity. What happened? And Tarzan begins explaining how they were going to vote out Bill, but then Leaf broke everyone's trust by telling Bill, so they felt they had to get him out. And Probst asks Bill if this could go down as the single dumbest move ever in this game's history. I mean, this is a whole tribe. 8 people agreed to do this, he says. Then Probst asks Colton, where did you first hear this? Colton says, when we realized that Leaf told Bill. We can basically, you know, from here, kind of just go ahead. I've got notes, but we can go ahead and
yeah, Leaf,
all of us
Leaf,
talk about tribal. I mean,
Leaf really thought he was done.
It was just crazy. Colton says about Billy, says the reason why he doesn't like him is he's obnoxious, he's loud, and he's a struggling stand-up comic.
I hate those comics.
Yeah, it's a really bad thing to make people laugh. That's bad.
I know. I can't stand it. I mean, how random can you get? That is the most random thing I've ever heard anyone say in my life. I can't stand struggling comics. I just can't. I have no respect for them whatsoever. You know, it's just like, what? And it's funny because he said, which one? I can't remember. It was Bill or Colton, but one was like, you know, I would never be around someone like this, or I'd never, he said something, I think it was Colton said, I would never be around someone like this, or listen to someone like this. The thing is, if he went out to a show and Bill happened to be a big time stand-up comedian, then, well, I guess he would end up listening to the guy. So, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Colton, what is Colton on, anyways? Is he drinking, like, fermented coconut juice, or
no.
What? Is he finding little mushrooms out there that he shouldn't be eating? Or, I mean, what kind of world is he living in?
A gay Republican.
Oh, my God.
Snobby little brat.
Anyway.
I just don't even know what to say about this kid.
I don't either. I don't get it.
That was a memorable show, and they gave us, and I don't know if you guys caught it, they gave us a little teaser about Colton, for next week, Colton being on his throne and getting knocked off of it at a reward challenge or something, and I don't know what that's about. Did you have any sense of what that was about, Nyanka?
Are you there, Nyanka?
Yeah, sorry, guys. That was my auntie. She just called me back because she just watched the episode.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I had to click over.
You're going to get the call in.
Yeah, you should have her call in, too.
I know.
She said, what the hell?
I bet she did. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh. I know. I was talking so fast talking to her just now. Like, I don't even know if she even understood what I was saying. But she's just like, I can't believe it. And then she's like, why won't they just vote him off? I said, I hope they just get him, they scare him to where he ends up having to flush it out. Because this is how I predicted. This is my hypothesis why I wanted to happen like this, where the guys that are in the alliance with him, they break free and start their own alliance without him, which will force him to go back to the girls, but the girls already don't want him. So when they go to tribal, he's going to be so scared that they're going to vote him off that he ends up playing the idol and he flushes it. And I just hope that they just grow some balls and break free of him because they have too much power right now.
I hope so.
Well, I hope so too, but what would make me even happier is if he gets voted out without playing the idol. That would be perfect.
Right.
That would be awesome.
Right.
I know.
That would be epic.
Epic fail. Nobody would ever bother James or Eric ever again, you know? I don't think they will anyway at this point, but.
I have two things to say about Bill. When Colton said that about that he was a struggling stand-up comic, and Bill said, I don't get what your correlation is, and Colton said, like, get a real job.
Yeah.
Bill said, honestly, I love the kid to death. We just came from two totally different backgrounds.
Yep.
And Bill, I mean, actually took the high road and really tried to embrace Colton, even though Colton has said horrible things about Bill. And then once Bill was voted off, the words that Bill spoke touched my heart, and he said, Colton hates me because of our differences, and I embrace Colton because of our differences. I just thought, what a guy.
Yep.
After everything he just went through because of that little snot. For him to stand up there and say such kind words, that is one hell of a guy.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be brought back. They got to bring him back.
What's that?
That'd be nice.
Have to bring him back. I feel like he was in the same position as Brenda from my season. Like, he left too early.
What an injustice. I mean, to have Colton sitting there and Bill gone.
I know. Everyone's miserable instead of hearing cool jokes all day.
Jody, you're right. He was a stand-up guy. Not
they deserve
just a stand-up comic, a stand-up guy.
Yep, the men deserve what they've got themselves into. I'm enjoying watching them flail and implode. I just, for the first time ever, I'm just so happy the men's scene is exploding from within that, you know, I just hope it continues like a chain reaction right down to the merge, right down to the end, really.
I'm looking forward to see what this big twist coming next week is. But I'm so glad.
Oh, I gotta get my nerves ready.
Nyanka, I'm so glad you came in to share with us and that we allowed you to vent along with us.
Yeah,
but before you leave us, I do want to find out what you've been up to since you were on the show last. Anything new going on in your life?
Oh, I am a mommy to be now. Yeah,
wow.
That's pretty crazy.
How exciting!
Yeah,
I'll
do it in October.
Congrats.
Yeah,
October.
Before that, I was
okay. So I guess Reality Rescue is out for you this year.
No.
Yeah. I had to tell April. I was like, I'm due like really early in October, so I got it.
Congratulations.
But she was. I'm sorry.
No, I just said congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
I
actually found out 2 days after my birthday. And my birthday was February 17th. I was hoping to find out on Valentine's Day so I could be like, hey, boyfriend, look.
Thank you. I hope it's going to be a boy or a girl. Or did you want to know?
I don't know yet. I want
early.
A boy. Yeah,
you want a boy.
I love a boy.
Wow.
Do you have names picked out yet?
I'm sorry, yeah. Actually, Legend. His name would be Legend, and if it's a girl, her name would be Epic.
Oh,
cool.
How beautiful.
That's awesome.
Hey, well,
I love
other,
your name.
We had other Survivor news before you came on the air. I don't know if you heard this or not, about Coach.
Did you hear Coach?
He
got married.
Shut up. I think I just saw a picture of his wife on the internet. I saw something like Happy Couple, and I was like, she's gorgeous.
He got married. He changed the status, and everybody's giving him congrats on his Facebook page. And
wow.
Yep, he got married.
Man,
all right, Coach. He's doing it big.
And I believe...
See, I'm happy to hear the good news.
Yes, isn't it great to have good news? I believe we're going to have a major announcement on this very show next week as well. So I want everyone to be tuned in here on this show next week for a major announcement.
Cool. Thursday night.
Oh, wow. That's how exciting.
That's awesome. Oh, did you also hear, Nyanka, that Brandon Hance is now single?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I kind of need him to just grow up.
What's that?
I mean, I feel like his status is always going back and forth. And I'm like, well, okay, you're a hand. You know, I can't even think he's serious right now.
I know.
You know, like, I don't know when to take you seriously.
I know. Well, we'll see. I'm going to try to line him up for the show. Maybe you can call in.
Nyanka, would you say a special happy birthday to one of our guests in our chat room? Her name is Alice, and she's just getting ready to leave. But she joined us for her birthday, and I just wanted to know if you would say give her a shout-out and say happy birthday to her before she leaves to go spend some time with her family.
Well, hell yeah. Happy birthday, Allison. I hope you enjoyed yourself listening to this craziness about what's his face. I don't know why I say his name. But I hope you enjoy your night. I hope you enjoy your birthday. And I wish you many more. And I'm giving you a cyber pinch for one to grow on.
Cool.
Thank you so much, Nayanka. Happy birthday, Alice.
Happy birthday.
All right, you guys. Good night.
Good night,
Nayanka, thank you so much for coming on. We always enjoy you coming on the show. You are welcome to come on and talk Survivor with us anytime.
Yes, yes.
Well, you're welcome. Just thank you. Thank you, because I needed that. I needed to get that out.
Please let us know how you're doing, and if you find out whether it's a boy or a girl, call in and let us know. We're going to be waiting to hear all the news.
Definitely.
Okay, I definitely will.
Okay, you take care, hon.
Take care.
All right, you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cool.
Hey, guys, that was so much fun. Thanks, Ben, for hooking us up.
Yes.
I would love if Big Wig would call in and share any reports on her meeting up with Michelle Costa. That would be fun to hear. But I also, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen this on TV over and over again, Cherry mentioned that she had seen it a number of times, but I just thought this was so funny and so you-know-who.
As the teams arrive in Italy, the Big Brother couple's mission could be impossible.
Oops, quit the race right now.
Fine, quit.
New Amazing Race, CBS Sunday.
Fine.
I got my half million. I
laugh every time I see that, because that's so Brendan and Rachel. It's just priceless.
Classic.
I love that.
That is so cool. God.
Well, let's pick up this call. I'm pretty sure I know who this is. Hi, Cindy. How are you? Thank you for calling in.
Good, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited that you finally got to meet Miss Costa.
Oh, my God. I can't wipe the smile off my face.
She's the coolest.
Oh, that's so cool, Cindy. Ben's up here with us, too.
Hi, Ben. Hi, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I watched the show on
Tuesday?
Her Life. But my mother-in-law called, and I didn't even know she worked at BJ's.
Oh.
Really?
And I went to one that I've never gone to in my life because I had an eye doctor appointment, and I said, "Ooh, I need dog biscuits." So I went in. And I knew you called in, and I heard your call in and Paul's call in, but you never mentioned BJ's, just that, she got that award for, the most sales.
Right.
Well, Cindy, earlier on, it was all about pictures.
I saw the pictures and stuff, but I didn't see the pictures. She told me today that there was a picture of BJ's up there.
Yes.
And
everybody was, making, fun of the name of the store, including Dan.
In the chat room, they were.
Right. Yeah, see, it stinks when you miss. Like, I missed 10 minutes of it, and that must have been what I missed.
Speaking of which, he just popped into the chat room. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Hey, Dan.
Dan, in case you missed it, because you just came on, Big Wig, a.k.a. Cindy, got to spend 2 hours today with Michelle Costa, and that's what we're talking about.
It was
He's
so much
be
fun.
Jealous.
Every time
so
I went to leave, she's like, no, girl, don't go anywhere.
Aww.
I like her when you do that.
She even made me sit down and she did my hair.
Oh, nice. How cool.
Because I don't know if you know what she sells. She sells flat irons.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I walked by her, literally. I'm shopping. I walked by her and I did a double take. And then my eyes were dilated because I had just come from the doctor's office.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was at the other end of the store, and I literally said, okay.
Cindy, you look like you're on drugs. Go ahead.
So I walked all the way back. I'm saying, do not give up this chance. So I walked all the way back, and I'm walking really slowly, pretending to look at her product, but I'm really looking at her. And then I went, Michelle Costa from BB? And she says, I am. So then I proceeded to tell her that I listened to her Manic Monday shows and all this good stuff. But every time I tried to leave, though, and I'm watching my frozen food thaw.
Yeah. She'll spark out.
You, I remember way back when you talked to her on the show and you two were going to just meet up for lunch somewhere.
Oh, I couldn't because my mom got sick and she lived in Florida and it happened all at once. And I was supposed to go to New Hampshire, too.
Oh.
So everything just kind of like I dropped out of sight for like 3 months because.
Yes, she did. I thought that. That maybe Cindy was mad at us or something. I even wrote Cindy and said,
yes, I did explain it to you
wrong?
On Facebook, didn't I? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I talked to you on the phone. Yeah.
And I did. Did we do something wrong, Cindy?
I gave up my super pass. I gave up everything. I was just like home. I had to move my dad up here, and I couldn't get a nursing home. So he had to live with me, and my mom lived with me because she wasn't healthy. And I had to, like, make her home rentable back in Florida, and it was horrible. But Mom's living next door to me, Dad's in a nursing home, and everything's good.
Oh, you finally got your dad in a nursing home?
Yes, he did. My dad's been gone for, like, a month now. But I go every morning. I get him up at 7:30 in the morning.
Oh,
I feed him his breakfast.
Heart.
And then I come home, and then I don't let my mother go every day, though.
Oh,
I only let my mother
angel.
Go up twice a week. He's not there, so what's there to visit?
But you're such an angel to be there for him. I mean, I know the things that you have been through, and we've talked, and I know what kind of heart you have, and God bless you, girl.
Yeah, but I am going to have a glass of wine with Michelle. I was so mad because I forgot to mention that I want to meet up with Louie.
Were you able to take pictures?
No, you know, I didn't have it. You know what, I went to an eye doctor's appointment in Johnston, which is pretty far away from my house. And then I was like, ooh, BJ's is right around the corner, and I wanted to get, you know, some things there. Because I'm actually giving up my membership, which is in like 5 days. So I was like, ooh, let me just pop into this BJ's, get everything.
Those dog biscuits.
Yeah. Well, they're cheap there. Everything's cheap there. But I'm switching over to Sam's. Sam's Club. But it just like I was like halfway done my shopping. And like I said, she sold 7 things while I was there. It was amazing. She's very good. Very good. I bought one, too.
Great.
So 8 then.
Did you have her autograph it?
No.
Sure.
Oh, you know, Sherry, where's my mind? It's actually not even for me, though. It's for my daughter-in-law.
Aww. You want autographs.
That would have been a great thing to have autographed.
She would have loved Louie's. My daughter-in-law would have loved Louie's autograph. She doesn't watch Big Brother, but she loves Louie. She actually met Louie.
We've got to get you together with Louie at some point.
Yeah, I know. She told me to call in Monday night, so I'm going to call in Monday night.
Cool.
But it was so funny because we were talking, and I was saying we were just talking about Big Brother and, you know, who we liked and who we didn't like, and I was telling her that I didn't like this particular person last year on the show, and I said, and I can't believe that he is got the most money for Michelle's place.
Wow.
And she was like, oh, maybe that's because he's new and all this stuff. And she goes, I don't know if you noticed how much money I have, but I try to thank everybody. She goes, there's this one person that I couldn't thank. Her name is Gigglesworth or Bigglesworth. Or so. And I'm like, Michelle, that's me.
Well, there's a couple new people after the Super Pass show, and one is in there right now. And we know what a big heart and how generous he is. And before Michelle says thank you,
I will also say thank you to Big John Dan for his contribution. Actually, Sandy Arnett, I always screw her last name up, also contributed.
Yeah, cool.
Dan is always so generous. And
but it's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on Superpass this year, right?
Yes, yes. They will be doing live feeds from out there. And, you know, she just does such a great job with that event out there. I mean, she works on it year-round. And she told me that they have something like 500 people just who are working the event for her.
Really?
Yes, just volunteers.
The whole town.
It's, well, that's what I saw. I watched it live last year. I can't remember where I watched it live from. But it was fun watching
it. Yeah, that entire town gets involved, and it is just amazing at the money that she raises for her charities and how she gets everyone involved, the talent that she gets for her events, and how that entire area out there just gets involved.
She was one of my very favorites on Survivor. I couldn't believe she left so early.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
But, you know, when she got kicked off of Survivor, that's when she,
I listened that to her, your promo there, is when she says that's when she planned this whole Michelle's Place.
Right. She planned this event in her head, and I just can't imagine what it must be like for her, you know, coming up with the concept in her mind and seeing it, you know, develop and grow and actually seeing it come to fruition. And
what
now
like,
she's going into her second event, the second year, and seeing it grow and get even bigger and
how successful it is. I loved what you said about it, Cherry. I think I so wanted to comment, but I don't think I had a chance. But when you talked about it being a seed and how much it's grown, I thought that painted the picture so beautifully.
Oh, thank you. It just has to be such a great feeling for her because she's done such a fabulous job at doing this. And, I mean, for her only being in her second year, she has gotten everything.
She's a huge response. How come there's not a lot of Big Brother people going?
Well, LaJuan isn't on there, but when he was on the show Monday, he did say that he was likely going to be there. But I had the same thought, Cindy.
I was looking, and I was like, wow, it's just like Michelle, Evil Dick.
Adam?
He's the one that's the number one leader, by the way, in the money.
Really?
Yeah, he's got almost $2,000.
Wow.
Which amazed me.
Great for Adam.
That's cool.
You know,
he wasn't one of my favorite people last year. But that
he was my top pick.
Was
when
he
I
really?
Bio,
you loved
yeah.
him, Sherry? Yeah.
I did too. He was my top pick before I even started watching the show, before it even started, when I just read the bios. I was like, that's my guy.
You know what? Last season wasn't even a fun season. I think it's because Dick left. But
oh, there was so much potential to that show if he had stayed.
Yeah, I have a feeling we'll never see Dick again on the show, but
nope.
But
well,
I would love to see Dick on the show again. What? Paul, I missed what you said.
What, Paul?
You said, I have a feeling we'll never see Dick again on the show, and I said, oh, you mean Evil Dick.
Yes, yes.
I kind of feel like I'm Bronxy right now.
Yeah,
Paul's mind goes there again.
Is Mickey in the chat room tonight?
She's in Seattle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's
that
in
lucky
Seattle.
Dog.
I forgot about
I'm so
that.
Happy, and I'm going to miss the show tomorrow night. I'm so sad.
You are?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you called in and talked about your time with Michelle tonight. I'm
yeah,
so
I had
excited
so to... much fun. I had a chicken in the oven. I kept looking at my watch going, oh, my God, I got to go. but I wouldn't leave.
But well, you were able to sit there and get your hair done by Michelle Costa.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I didn't. I bought one. I went up. I watched she was selling one to somebody else. I didn't interrupt her. Well, yes, I did. I said, Michelle Costa. And then I waited off in the wings. She was doing someone's hair. They bought one. And then we started talking right away about Big Brother. And then as we were talking, I was like, oh, I want one, by the way, for my daughter-in-law. And so I bought, you know, I got one. And then other customers would come up. And then finally I was like, Michelle, I got to go. She's like, well, just finish your shopping and come back. I'm not done talking. So I did, of course.
So while you were there and the other people that bought things, did those other people know her from Big Brother or no?
No, you know what? We actually, there was a group of three ladies that came by and two of them bought them. And they were there when I said, oh, my God, are you Michelle Costa, the Portuguese princess? And I, you know, and she was like, yes, oh my God. And I'm like, from Big Brother? And this lady goes, what's Big Brother? I'm like, it's a TV show on TV. And Michelle gave me a hug, not knowing who I was or anything, you know. And these people are going, what's Big Brother?
Oh my goodness.
Then I proceeded to tell her that I listened to her on Rad Reality Show on the internet. So these ladies made us write down your web show so they could watch.
Oh, great.
So hopefully they're going to come Monday.
Awesome.
It would be nice.
Good job, Cindy.
There you go.
So, well, it was Michelle, too, but, you know, I told Michelle you should tell people, you know.
True.
Yeah, I was on Big Brother. I have a internet radio show. Come listen.
Yep.
Strike up that conversation while you're doing their hair.
Yeah. You know, you're doing your hair. Talk about your product, but then when you're done, start talking about the Rad Reality Show.
There you go.
Yeah, she's a very good salesperson, though. Very, very good salesperson.
I'm so proud of her.
She actually
so
showed my son his house, not the one he bought, but she
Wow.
actually showed year before she was on Big Brother. She
was in real estate too.
Right. She actually showed my oldest son one of the houses, but he didn't buy it. But still, he knew who Michelle was when she went on Big Brother. He's like,
cool.
Oh, Mom, that's my real estate agent. But all right, I'm going to go.
All right. So
and I'm
going to
miss
so
tomorrow night.
In.
I am so upset that I'm going to miss Michelle on the show.
Well,
I'll watch the
sure.
archives.
I was going to say,
right.
I hope. Say again?
They will podcast it, right?
Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
I said I'll have to. Yeah, but, you know, the best part is the chat room, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I watch a lot. I listen to a lot of your shows. You know, later after they're aired, and I miss the chat room.
Right.
But I'll do my housework.
We're always glad when we see you pop in the chat room.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I love your show. I love it, love it, love it. I am so thankful for Michelle in the Bronx and Missy. I actually heard it through Missy's, one of their shows, but Michelle directed me to this, your show, so it was awesome.
Cool.
She put a link up in the chat room for me.
We all network and support each other's shows.
Yes.
And
so
yep.
It's really nice. And I met a good friend, too. Michelle's awesome.
Absolutely.
From the
I
Bronx,
love
yes.
her, and I hope she's having the time of her life right now. She so deserves it. And
oh, the best part about it is going to her cousin's grave will be great.
Oh, I know. I know. And Pepsi Rich and Quirky Dude, I mean, all
I
three
love
of them
Quirky
wonderful,
Dude. I don't know if I
people.
Know Pepsi Rich.
He's awesome. I've met him
all right.
a few times.
All right, I'm going to get off the phone.
Cindy, he's all over Twitter, but he's also been to all of these events.
He goes to the events.
He looks kind of like David Spade.
Yeah, he does a little bit. Yeah,
he does. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank you so
him,
much,
man.
Cindy. It was so much fun hearing your story about meeting Michelle. I just loved it.
It was so much fun. It made my day. It was so great.
Make sure you're here next Thursday. We're going to have an announcement, okay?
Yeah, I heard that. I marked it down. I have to write everything down. I have short-term memory loss. It's terrible. Don't get old.
I'm
with you, girl.
I just
thank you so
point.
Much.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
Take care.
All right. Good night, Hunt.
I just was trying to say, I wanted to point out how we often try to get people to call in and we have to beg them. We only said it once, and she was up on the switchboard in no time.
That's
flat.
Cool.
Did you notice that?
Jerry, don't you just love her? Yes, yeah, she's so sweet. I just, you know, her and I were going to share a room together in New Hampshire. And she just sort of dropped out of sight, and I was like, did I do something wrong, or did we do something wrong, or what? She just, like, went away.
Do you have Russell Hantz on the show or something?
I didn't know what happened. And I was so worried. I was like, well, maybe I'll see her in New Hampshire. And she wasn't there. And she was so excited about it and everything. I was like, what in the heck happened to Cindy? And so after New Hampshire, I was, you know, watching for her, and she didn't show up at any of the shows. And I was like, what is going on? Finally, one day I saw her pop up, you know, on Facebook, and I wrote to her and I said, Cindy, did I do something wrong? Did we do something wrong on the radio show? What is going on? And she, you know, started talking to me on Facebook, and we finally called each other and finished our conversation. She told me all about her father and her mom and everything that happened, and, you know, so I fully understood then, but I was so worried, you know, that something, you know, I had done or something. And, you know, you just wonder sometimes. You think back, you know, I don't think I did anything wrong, but why has this person just disappeared, you know?
Yeah.
And it was great to hear that you know, it wasn't anything that we had done or I had done. And
right.
She's got her parents up there, and she's got such a big heart. That girl has just done everything for her family, and she's one of those angels here on earth. So I'm so grateful for her and for her calling in and sharing her story with us.
I mean, that was happy news. Say,
yep.
Guys, I just realized last week when I was going through archives that this clip has been missing from our audio clips, but Ron used to play it all the time, and it's been so long since we've heard it on the air, even though we hear her all the time, but I just want to play this.
This is Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
That was one of Ron's very first drops that he did. Of course, he did one with April, but it was like, where has this been? And I also want to play a more recent one from one of Cherry's and my shows. That was a very fun night, and I put this one together, and Cherry thought it came out pretty good for what I had to work with, but let's play this one.
Nabila Hannah from Storage Wars.
Thank you so much, Cherry. Thank you for having me on. And this is Nabila Hannah at Rad Reality Show. I really had a great time with you guys.
We had a great time with you too, Nabila.
Absolutely. That was such a fun show.
Yeah, it is cool.
We didn't play this on Monday, but I've always loved this drop that brings smiles to my face.
Hello there. This is LaJuan Handsome Fide Exum from Big Brother 13. I'm on the Rad Reality Show with my boo, Michelle Costa. Love you, baby. Mwah.
He was on with us Monday, and he is just one of those people that can always, always make people smile. What a great guy.
Yeah, he is pretty cool. One of these nights, I got to get home early and have to catch the Monday show. Jeez, I miss him.
Hey, you know what? This one I had queued up, and I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's 9 minutes long. Maybe one day we'll do it, but speaking of shows that we've had recently, what a treat from Louie. And I'm going to play maybe a minute of this one. And this was the first time this guest was on Ron's show.
Hello, guys. It's the Rad Reality Show. I'm hoping someone can hear me out there, because if they can't, I can't see the chat room.
The phone lines are crazy already, and I got to watch for Jeff. Let's bring up our intro music, because our intro music is it. Oh, wait, I'm going to bring Michelle up, because Michelle is already on the line tonight. Michelle, let's hear that.
Sexy. How's everyone doing out there? I hope you guys are ready for a fantastic evening.
That's right. We have Mr. Jeff from Big Brother 11. But you know what? I'm gonna play our theme song, because we gotta play a little theme song. But you know what? You know what? I think I'm gonna play a different theme song.
Did assume that you were going to play something that had to do with Chicago, but yeah, I don't know, because you know Chicago had a rough day yesterday, so I don't know if you were going to play anything that had to do with the Bears.
No, I'm going to save that one for when Jeff does get on the phone line.
Yeah,
I hope
they
get through. Guys, you guys are packed. The lines are ready. I know his area code.
Hi, everybody out there. I see you guys all in the chat. Hi, everybody.
So we got a person up on the phone line. Or I'm going to get him up on the phone line. This season, he made my Big Brother season the best season ever, because I was able to sit there and listen to a person that somewhat I can understand on Big Brother. Sorry, Michelle, you bought an accent.
Wow.
And stuff like that. I mean, this guy talked about sports with real sport, a city with real sport teams like the Chicago Cubs, the Chicago Bears, and the Chicago Blackhawks. This guy is probably one of my favorite Big Brother people ever to be on the Big Brother. I want to say that Chicago Bears. Yes, I came on the phone line. And
wow.
Jeff, is that you on the phone line?
What an intro.
Hey.
How's it going, guys?
I just wish we could talk in a better moment. I mean, I believe you jinxed the Bears yesterday, did you?
What's up, man? I know it's not my favorite song right now, you know?
I
went to the game, but you know, they're not looking the best this year.
Hey, we're gonna be okay. I think we can make the playoffs still and everything. And
I hope so. I want it to be the Bears take on the Pats. Like, that's what I'm looking for. So I'm crossing my fingers too.
So
what's up, Michelle?
I'm Ron. If you haven't, I want to introduce myself, and I'm a big fan. This is probably my biggest show this year because I'm a big fan, and I know you got tons of fans, and they're all waiting to talk to you on the phone line. I got one already on the phone line with.
Anyway, it went a little longer than I thought, but let me tell you how happy he sounded. When he came on.
I know.
That was the actually the second show that I ever called in on. Probably from that moment on, Ron and I were on the phone all the time together.
Yeah.
But I don't remember exactly what I said, but I kind of brought up the Vikings and kind of trashed the Bears and I hung up, and then I listened later, and Ron actually apologized to Jeff for what I said.
Good call, Paul. Oh, my goodness.
Never mind, but Cherry's messaging me, and we ran out of time for me to actually answer back, but basically 6A doesn't have as long of a appreciation intro than 6C. I don't know if that's too cryptic anyway, but no, I just, after Jeff came on with Louie the other night, I listened to that clip again, and it just he was so, so upbeat and excited and happy, and that was a big moment for him when Jeff came on that show. And that was November 9th of 2009, so.
Wow.
That goes way back.
Well, that's right about the same time I started. I think I started, like, towards the end of October of that year.
I would love to get Jeff and Jordan back on the show to hear about their trip to Cambodia.
Oh,
my goodness.
Before I forget, just off the track here, backing back up to when I first started with the Rad Reality Show, was because Lydia had called it. And it's her birthday.
Yes,
so
happy birthday. Lydia's birthday.
I probably should let Paul do that, but just in case you forget. You know.
Thank you.
I sent her a card on her Facebook today.
Cool. Now, Paul, you go ahead and wish Lydia happy birthday. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
No, you didn't steal my thunder.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, no, thank you for bringing that up, and absolutely happy birthday to Lydia. She was quite a frequent caller into Ron's show, and always very appreciative and supportive of Ron and the show. And anyway, happy birthday. Yes.
Yep. Cool. My phone's beeping. It's going to die any second. I haven't been home to charge it yet, so I'm going to log off and get back to the party here for a bit. But just wanted to say thanks for everything you guys do. And thank you to our chatters, our listeners, our podcasters, and various other people, however you listen. And you guys have a great weekend. And say hi to Michelle for me. And I will talk to you guys Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on the Rabbi Allen Show.
Thank you so much. We appreciated getting Nyanka. That was a great deal. And I appreciate you doing that for us. And we will see you Sunday evening. Thank you so much, Ben. Appreciate it. You have fun at the party. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. You too, hon.
Night, Ben.
Night.
And before we do close the show, something I have been mentioning for the last few shows is Mary and David's little baby Savannah. Please keep her in your prayers, as well as Dina's stepfather, Ronnie Talbot as well. It's one big family here, and when we have people who need prayers, we need to keep them in our thoughts and prayers, and little baby Savannah certainly needs those prayers, as does Dina's stepfather and Ronnie Talbot as well. And as I mentioned, we will be having a announcement here on this show next Thursday. We hope that you will join us Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the Amazing Race Recap Show with Louis Stravato, and at 7 p.m. Eastern for the Manic Monday Show with Michelle Costa. I'm going to close the show with Ron. If you don't have anything else, Paul?
Seems like there should be, but it's not coming to mind right now, so I will say no. It was a fun show.
I agree, boy. I'm finally starting to settle down. I was so angry when we first started the show. Just the thought of Colton had me so mad. But I'm finally starting to exhale and relax. But
there you go.
Man, was I upset over that whole show last night. And I rewatched it today to get some notes, so had me riled up again. But thank you so much, everyone, for being here with us. We enjoy your support of the show and love our Rad Reality family that Ron started. And I'm so positive he would be thrilled to know that we're all still together and doing this show and that you're all still here with us. So thank you for being here with us. I'm going to play a bit of Ron for us all right now to close the show.
You all take care. Have a wonderful weekend. Be kind to each other. And we hope to see you Sunday with Louie. Take care, everyone.
So thank you guys for stopping in. But I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality of people that, you know, I do this for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight. And I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone. But I'll see you tomorrow night.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Well, we've got one caller that just popped up on the switchboard, and just out of curiosity, I'm going to see who it is. Area code 614.
Hey, Thomas.
Hey.
Thomas.
Hey, I just called in because I couldn't get on the internet for some reason.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon. We just closed the show, babe.
I knew that.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night, hon.
Good night. All right.
Good night, everyone. Take care. Have a great weekend. Be kind to everyone. And we'll see you on Sunday night with Louis Stravato covering The Amazing Race. Good night, Ron.